past. You can look for answers at the bottom of a glass.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Arizona House lawmakers approving a measure to repeal the Civil War-era abortion law. ABC's Jacqueline Lee is in Phoenix.
Three Republicans joined Democrats to repeal this law. So right now it passed the House. It means it has to go to the Senate next. And keep in mind, here in Arizona, Republicans control both the House and the Senate. So for three Republicans to join Democrats, that is a big deal. That is Matt Gress, Tim Dunn, and Justin Wilmoth, all Republican representatives who joined Democrats.
The U.S. Supreme Court today heard arguments over Idaho's strict abortion law and whether doctors are required under a federal rule to perform emergency abortions when the mother's health is in danger. In New York, GOP House Speaker Mike Johnson visited Columbia University and condemned the pro-Palestinian protests and anti-Semitism on campus, raising safety concerns for Jewish students. He called for Columbia's president to resign. Protests over the Israel-Hamas war have spread to other college campuses. This is ABC News. Good news for airline passengers. The Department of Transportation will require airlines to offer up cash refunds when the airlines don't deliver. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
When the pandemic upended the world of travel, airlines often fought giving passengers their money back. Now the Department of Transportation is implementing new rules that will force airlines to give cash refunds if flights are canceled or severely delayed. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
If an airline cancels or significantly delays your flight, within 7 days, they will be required to provide an automatic refund.
Not just a credit to use later, as some airlines like to do.
A wild scene and unusual sounds during the morning rush in central London. As many as five horses were on the loose after they escaped from military exercises. The horses collided with some vehicles, including a double-decker bus. Several people were injured. All of the animals were eventually recovered. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center, is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkercenter.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News today is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. For tonight, a freeze warning in effect from midnight till 8 a.m. Thursday for Sauk and Iowa counties. Lows of 28, mostly cloudy and light winds. Thursday, plenty of sunshine, highs of 62. And Friday, cloudy, occasional rain and thunderstorms possible, highs of 60. It's 57 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 6. More than just a nursing job, there are a variety of jobs available to help you explore if healthcare would be a good fit for you. Food service, housekeeping, and personal care, to name a few. The variety of jobs. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The University of Wisconsin's flagship campus in Madison is slipping in the global and national rankings. U.S. News and World Report says UW-Madison is number 35 in the nation, but the Wall Street Journal ranks it 79th. Internationally, UW-Madison has fallen to as low as 102nd in one ranking. Authors of the UW's internal study say the UW-Madison is slipping as a top research university and gets fewer federal research grants. Riverdale senior Riley Wanick has been recognized with a School Forest Award by the LEAF program for his contributions to the Riverdale School Forest program. Wisconsin's School Forest program was created 96 years ago to allow schools to own property for forestry programs. The primary focus was to engage students in replanting our forest. Since those early days, the program has grown and evolved due to the efforts of many individuals and organizations. Today, over 400 school forests are available to integrate environmental education into schools' curriculum. provide experiential learning for students, teachers, and the public, meet state-mandated education standards, demonstrate sustainable natural resource management, strengthen school-community partnerships, and provide income for education activities. The School Forest Program is directed by LEAF, Wisconsin's K-12 Forestry Education Program, which is part of the Wisconsin Center for Environmental Education at UW-Stevens Point. Riley has helped to maintain and manage trails at the Riverdale School Farm and Forest over the last 3 years. The 147-acre property boasts over 100 acres of forest as well as 44 tillable acres and a newly built learning center. This property, donated to the district in 1962, has seen a lot of change these past 3 years, with Riley as Riverdale's FFA School Forest Manager. As needs for trails and locations increased, Riley created signs in his technical education class and implemented them as part of his student service course. This made trails more accessible to the district staff and students. He also assisted in developing maps of the area with trail names, links, and locations to later post at the Learning Center for students and visitors to use. In 2021, he helped select a new trail site, as well as mark and clear an area past the new Jack Meister Agricultural Center. The award will be presented to Riley Wanick at the FFA Annual Awards and Banquet, May 8th. Wisconsin schools are turning to restraints and seclusion less often. The Department of Public Instruction says cases were down about 8% last school year. Tim Pierenbroom is a DPI psychologist.
It's only supposed to be used as a last resort when the student's behavior presents a clear, present, imminent risk to their physical safety, to themselves or the safety of others.
Pierenbroom says it happens most with elementary schoolers with disabilities.
Frequent use of seclusion restraint is usually a symptom of larger, more systemic issues, whether that's staffing shortages or lack of proper training for staff members who work with our highest needs students.
The report says most schools reported zero cases last school year, and those that do have a lack of training and resources. State Representative Travis Tranel was honored this week. Mark Schmidt of Schmidt Electrical Construction in Platteville presented Tranel with the Associated Builders and Contractors Building Wisconsin Hard Hat Award. Tranel received the award for his efforts during the legislative session to get more young people from rural Wisconsin into well-paying, skilled construction careers. Wisconsin is receiving a grant of $62.4 million from the Biden-Harris administration to help fund solar systems for low and moderate income households across Wisconsin. Wisconsin is among 60 states, territories, tribal governments, municipalities, and nonprofits across the country, receiving $7 billion awarded by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency under its Solar for All initiative to deliver residential solar projects to over 900,000 households nationwide. The Solar for All initiative was funded by President Biden's Investing in America agenda through the Inflation Reduction Act, which created EPA's $27 billion greenhouse gas reduction fund. Over the last 2 years, Wisconsin has accelerated solar power deployment as a sustainable way to provide energy to power households. According to the Solar Energy Industries Association, Wisconsin currently has over 1,251 megawatts of installed solar statewide, increasing its ranking from 31 to 21 out of 50 states with the highest use of solar power. In competing for the awards, the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation said solar power installation will help Wisconsin avoid almost 2 million tons of carbon dioxide emissions from harming the environment annually. With the grant, WEDC said the Wisconsin Solar for All program would increase solar capacity throughout the state with a goal of serving as many low-income Wisconsin residents as possible by offering multiple avenues to the solar power market. Low-income households comprise approximately 29% of Wisconsin households. Access to solar power can significantly reduce energy burdens for low-income residents by reducing the percentage of income currently spent on energy costs. However, the cost of installing solar systems is foremost among the barriers they face. The Wisconsin average cost for a 5-kilowatt rooftop system is $14,000 to $19,000 before federal tax credits and local incentives. To overcome such challenges and provide equitable access to affordable clean energy to low-income households, the Wisconsin Solar for All initiative will leverage private capital to maximize federal solar for all funding and build a sustainable financial assistance program beyond the initial 5-year program timeline. WEDC anticipates that it will begin funding projects late in 2024 or early 2025. Wisconsin's U.S. senators are splitting their votes on the foreign aid package to send $25 billion more aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Democrat Tammy Baldwin tells the Journal Sentinel that conditions and safeguards in the package allay her concerns about sending weapons to Israel. Ron Johnson says he voted against it for lack of meaningful reforms for the U.S. southern border. The Department of Natural Resources is rolling out new regulations on walleye fishing ahead of next week's fishing opener. Fisheries Director Justine Haas says they're expanding the 3-bag limit across most of the state. Anglers can only keep 3 fish on the water they fishing on if the bag limit is 3, but still keep 5 in total for the day. There's also a limit on sizes that may differ from lake to lake. Make sure you check the rules at the boat launch and find out more online at dnr.wi.gov. The American Red Cross asked donors to help protect the blood supply by making and keeping blood or platelet donation appointments in the weeks ahead. Donors of all blood types, especially type O blood donors, and those giving platelets are needed now to keep the blood supply strong enough to support critical patient care this spring. The Red Cross depends on thousands of volunteer blood donors to collect about 12,000 blood donations every single day. With no substitute for blood and no way to manufacture it, volunteer donors are essential in transfusion care. Blood drives and donation centers also depend on the generosity and valuable time of those who make it possible for the Red Cross to help people in need. Several blood drives are coming up. 2 will be held Thursday. The first will be held at St. Anthony and Philip Parish Center in Highland from noon to 5. The second will be held from 12:30 to 5:30 at Holiday Wholesale in Wisconsin Dells. A blood drive will also be held Friday from 11:30 to 5:30 at St. Mary St. Paul Catholic Church in Mineral Point and Monday from 1 to 6 at the Laval Fire Department. Book a time to give life-saving blood or platelets now by visiting at any of the blood drives at redcrossblood.org, call 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. The second Ridges and Rivers Book Festival returns to Viroqua Friday and Saturday. The festival will begin Friday morning at 9 at Eckhart Park, where bushcraft camp activities for youth up to age 17, led by Annika Mersman, a primitive skills educator, will be offered throughout the entire day. Also Friday, the festival will feature a writing workshop with B.J. Hollers and a second workshop with Tamara Dean. A third writing workshop featuring Kimberly Bleaser is scheduled for Saturday. Registration for the workshops is required and can be done by visiting ridgesandriversbookfestival.org. New to the festival is a partnership with Bethel Home and Services. The Bethel Home will serve as a host location for 3 programs Friday afternoon between 1 and 5. The presenters include Al Cornell, former Wisconsin Governor Marty Schreiber, Paul Palumbo, and Ruth Kittleson. Musicians from the Viroqua Emmanuel Lutheran Church will join Palumbo and Kittleson for their program. Friday evening at 7:30, the Historic Temple Theater will host An Evening with Spirit, featuring psychic medium Molly Morningstar from Kohler. Tickets for the presentation may be purchased by visiting ridgesandriversbookfestival.org. On Saturday, the festival activities will run from 9 to 5:45 at various locations through the city of Viroqua. The McIntosh Memorial Library and Western Technical College will serve as the event headquarters. Those interested in learning more about and supporting the Ridges and Rivers Book Festival are encouraged to visit the event website at ridgesandriversbookfestival.org. More information about the festival is available through the event website, the event Facebook page, or by calling 608-637-7151.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil & LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil & LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
Today's final statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Luella R. Ellie Zintz, 81 of Fenimore, died Saturday. A funeral service will be held at 11 o'clock Friday at the Larson Family Funeral Home in Fenimore. Burial will be in the Sand Prairie Cemetery in Blue River. Friends may call at the Larson Family Funeral Home Friday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Luella R. Ellie Zintz, 81 of Fenimore. Lana R. Adams, 69 of Boscobel, died Saturday at home after a courageous battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 4 at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel, followed by a private family burial at the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Friday from 1 until the time of service at 4. Lana R. Adams, 69 of Boscobel. Mary Louise Gust, 67 of Spring Green, died Sunday. A funeral mass will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at St. John's Catholic Church Tuesday from 9 until the time of mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. John's School Endowment. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements for Mary Louise Gust, 67 of Spring Green.
Ridges and Rivers Book Festival in Viroqua is coming April 26th and 27th. This event will feature over 50 authors giving presentations with activities for all ages. You can expect author presentations, writing workshops, an art show, food vendors, the 50th anniversary celebration of Dungeons & Dragons, and so much more. To see the entire schedule, register for events, or buy tickets, visit ridgesandriversbookfestival.org today.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, the big story for tonight will be some cold temperatures given the cool, dry air in place and the light winds and clear skies. That's going to allow temperatures to plummet down below freezing in many cases, with a freeze warning in effect from midnight up through 8 o'clock tomorrow morning in Sauk and Iowa counties. There will be scattered frost elsewhere too, so definitely cover up your tender plants and flowers if you're concerned about that. Otherwise, another sunny and pleasant day tomorrow, should be a few degrees warmer. Then the strong southeast winds really pick up late Thursday night and Friday as a rather impressive low-pressure system coming out of the western plains heads this way. It will likely produce waves of showers and thunderstorms on us going through Friday and Friday night, possibly even a few stronger thunderstorms by Friday night. We'll keep an eye on that. That system will still be over us Saturday, but most of the widespread rain will have shifted away. But a few more storms could bubble up through the day with summer-like temperatures pushing in. We'll have yet another storm on the way going into late Saturday night and Sunday. That one could last into the first part of Monday. All said in total, we could be looking at generous rain totals of about 2 to 4 inches from Friday through Monday morning. Here's a forecast for tonight. Mostly clear, lows in the upper 20s to low 30s. Light wind becoming southeast at 3 to 5. Plenty of sunshine tomorrow, high 62. Wind south to southeast between 8 and 14. Clouds increase for Thursday night, not as cool, low 41. Friday cloudy and rather breezy. Occasional rain and a few thunderstorms possible. High near 60. Southeasterly wind at 15 to 30. On Saturday, mostly cloudy, breezy, and much warmer. Spotty showers or thunderstorms during the day. Low 52 with a high of 76. Rain and storms again Saturday night into Sunday. Sunday's high 66. Monday morning showers and mostly cloudy, high 64. And Tuesday, partly sunny, high 66, maybe a shower by night. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work.
Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's a sunny 57 degrees, which is our high today. Our morning low, 33. Yesterday, we had a high of 67 and a trace of precipitation. Record high for this day, 2009, when we had 86 degrees, while a record low of 19 was set in 1956. Last year on this day, our high was 52, our low 25. Sunset today at 7:55, while sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:04. No precipitation today. The barometer holding steady after falling this afternoon. It's at 30.20, and we have light winds out of the southeast. Again, it's 57 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. With a look at sports in a moment, we'll hear from Michael Hernan.
Someone once said, "Don't knock the weather." 9/10 of people couldn't start a conversation if it didn't change once in a while. Spring is a time of change. Farmers in the field, gardens planted, home projects begun. Have your insurance needs also changed? The Schwartz Insurance Agency promise of the very best service for your needs has not changed. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual want you to be sure you have the best insurance protection available in this time of change. Call 647-8891 for a no-obligation review.
It hasn't been confirmed, but the Packers may go for a new look in at least one game during the 2024 NFL season. Some reports indicate the team will wear an alternate white helmet during the season. Green Bay reportedly wore white helmets in 1957 and 1958, but not since then. Since there has been no official announcement, it isn't known if the white helmet will be part of a throwback uniform or something else. The Packers did wear an all-white uniform during the 2022 season. This white helmet will include the standard G on the sides. The Wisconsin women's basketball program is picking up a transfer through the portal for the first time in 2 years. Coach Marissa Mosley has received a commitment from 6'1" forward Carter McCray, who played last season for Northern Kentucky. McCray will have 3 years of eligibility remaining. The Packers have lost 5 players to the transfer portal, but only one, Sanaya Copeland, was a member of the team's rotation. A former star player is returning to UW Green Bay to coach the Phoenix women's basketball team. Kayla Karius will take the place of the retiring Kevin Borseth. Karius coached South Dakota to a 23-13 record last season. She was Kayla Tetzschlag when she played for the Phoenix more than a dozen seasons ago. She helped lead the program to the NCAA tournament 3 times and was a part of 4 Horizon League championship squads. In other football news, first starting in the college ranks, Reggie Bush has been reinstated as the 2005 Heisman Trophy winner more than a decade after Southern California returned the award. Bush gave up the trophy in 2010 following an NCAA investigation that found he received what were impermissible benefits during his time with the Trojans. Heisman Trust President Michael Comerford said the Trust considered the enormous changes in college athletics over the last several years that now made some forms of athlete compensation permissible. Bush amassed more than 2,000 yards from scrimmage and scored 18 touchdowns in 2005. He received the 5th most first-place votes in Heisman history. In NFL news, the number one pick in the NFL draft already has traded hands, with Carolina sending it more than a year ago to Chicago in a trade to move up to take Bryce Young first overall in 2023. Based on recent history, plenty more first-round picks should change hands on Thursday night, with teams either looking to move up a spot or two for a specific player or to make a bigger investment to trade up for a franchise quarterback. Over the past 5 years, there have been 28 trades during the first day of the draft that included first-round picks, with five of those deals involving picks in the top 10. The Detroit Lions have invested in their future, keeping a pair of All-Pro players under contract for the next 5 seasons. The Lions and wide receiver Amon-Ra St. Brown agreed to a 4-year contract extension worth more than $120 million, with $77 million in guarantees, as they later came to a terms on a 4-year, $112 million deal with offensive tackle Penei Sewell, according to a person familiar with the situation. The person spoke Wednesday to the Associated Press on condition of a nominee because the financial terms were not announced. Detroit drafted St. Brown in the 4th round in 2021 after taking Sewell with the number 7 overall pick that year. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
When things get old, they tend to get a bit crotchety.
Get off my lawn!
With Wick Buildings, you'll never worry about a bad-tempered building. We use machine stress-rated lumber and 29-gauge galvanized steel, making your building longer-lasting. Wick, leaving getting old to those who do it best.
In my day, our pants covered our behinds.
Bring value to your vision with Wick Buildings.
Wilson Doran Construction of Richland Center, your local Wick dealer. Call Micah today at 604-3623 to discuss your Wick building.
Looking for a rewarding job opportunity? The House on the Rock Resort in Rural Spring Green is hiring for multiple hotel housekeeping positions. They have openings for just Sundays, weekends, and part-time positions, offering up to 5 shifts a week. Applicants age 16 and up are welcome to apply. To join the team, call 608-935-3639 extension 1201 or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Don't miss out on this chance to work in a beautiful resort setting.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetune from Tim Suck Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. We had a bigger sale last Wednesday. Large squares topped at $225 a ton and large rounds topped at $175 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. 2018 Case IH large square baler, boats, lawnmower, farm machinery, and much more ending May 15th at 6 p.m. Call 608-723-4020 for more info or go to www.timsuckauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetune. Have a great day.
Cattle were lower Wednesday. Hogs, corn, and soybeans finished mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans were mixed. Watching late harvest activity in Brazil and the slowly advancing harvest in Argentina, there is more rain in the forecast for parts of the Midwest later this week, with warmer temperatures on tap for much of the region. May beans were down 1.5 at 1166. July was a half lower at 1181.5. May soybean meal was up 80 cents at $346. May soybean oil was down 65 points at 44.66. Corn was mixed, watching Argentina's harvest, second crop development in Brazil, and U.S. planting activity. Ethanol and export demand remains solid, but the large available supply continues to hang over the market. May corn was 5.25 lower at 437.75. July was down 4 at 448.5. And wheat was higher on speculative and technical buying. Rain is in the forecast for the U.S. plains, but it could miss some of the drier areas, and dry weather is also an issue in the Black Sea region. There's more talk that India will need to import a substantial amount of wheat this year. May Chicago was up 9.5 at 594.5. May Kansas City was 15.5 higher at 624.25. May Minneapolis wheat at midweek was up 12.5 at 679 a bushel. Live and feeder cattle were down sharply with box beef lower at midday, getting ready for widespread direct business. Megan Grebner has more on that in a moment. June live was down $1.90 at $175.25. August was $2.12 lower at $173.37. August feeders were down $3.10 at $256.30. And hogs ended the session mixed out of the monthly cold storage report, which was out after the close. June lean was down 50 cents at 107.45, and July was a dime lower at 109.85. Megan Grebner has your full look at the cash livestock markets coming up after this brief break.
Who sells your soybeans overseas, increasing sales to Egypt, India, and many other emerging markets? Who has made you the number one protein source in chicken feed? Who has made the next big breakthrough to boost your soybean yield? The answer to all of these questions is you. That's right, you do, through Your Soy Checkoff. By pooling your resources through Your Soy Checkoff, you are promoting your soybeans to new markets. You are discovering new practices and seed varieties to overcome your biggest challenges in the field. You have even turned $2 million of infrastructure research into $460 million per year in extra income for all soybean farmers. There is power in numbers, and you and your fellow soybean farmers are proving it by bringing tangible returns back to you and your operations through Your Soy Checkoff. You can see all the ways Your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org. That's unitedsoybean.org. It's all about you doing things together as Your Soy Checkoff.
A light round of direct cash cattle business took place Wednesday. Deals in the South were marked at $182 live, fully steady with the previous week's business. Asking prices, though, held firm at $185 to $186 live in the South. Look for more business to develop over the balance of the week. Box beef closed lower, choice down $1.66 at $295.74. Select closed $2.34 lower at $290.42. Estimated cattle slaughter was 125,000 head, down 1,000 on the week and up about 1,500 on the year. Cash hogs closed mixed with a moderate negotiated run. Bears and gilt at the national daily director down 36 cents with a weighted average of 91.49. The Iowa Minnesota closed 37 cents higher with a weighted average of 91.99. And the Western Corn Belt up 59 cents with a weighted average of 92.33. Pork values closed higher, up 38 cents at 97.27. And estimated hog slaughter was 483,000 head, down 3,000 on the week and up about 11,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. Get agronomic insights for your area with GrowSmart Live from BASF. Download the app now from any app store. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says USDA has issued a federal order requiring lactating dairy cattle to test negative for highly pathogenic avian influenza prior to interstate movement.
It doesn't necessarily mean that the order is limited only to lactating cows.
More news is next.
Have you ever met a nematode? Probably not. But this sneaky ingrate and its billions of friends steal soybean yields right out from under your nose. Nematodes cause up to $1.5 billion in soybean revenue loss each year. And if that's not enough, they also amplify sudden death syndrome. Why? Because they're microscopic good-for-nothing thieves, that's why. Take action against these yield-stealing jerks with Alevo soybean seed treatment from BASF, the only proven winner against both SEN and SDS. And remember to always read and follow label directions.
Brownfield has a rich history of providing livestock market information farmers and ranchers want and need. Brownfield's weekly livestock market update features livestock market analysis and discussion on relevant topics pertaining to cattle, hogs, and poultry. Viewers can tune in every Friday to watch the weekly update or sign up for Brownfield's weekly livestock market update e-newsletter delivered on Saturday mornings. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Fertilizer market analyst says farmers planning to use UAN may see some challenges. Josh Linville is with StoneX Group.
We are already hearing a lot of stories out there in the marketplace about tight supplies. Folks sitting there saying, I'm struggling to get product. I'm struggling to get tons back into my tank. And we're early. That is a concerning situation for me, and that's something that's going to be on top of our watch list.
The head of Missouri Operation Lifesaver says farmers need to proceed with caution around railroad tracks. Tim Hull tells Brownfield, the movement of trains can be deceiving.
No longer are those locomotives fully diesel. They're diesel electric, so they're much quieter, and they run on ribbon rail, which is long sections of rail, which is welded together, and they make less noise.
U.S. red meat production declined in 2023, down for the second year in a row. USDA says production of 54.5 billion pounds was down 2% from 2022. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is here and it is a great time to bring in your riding lawnmower, push mower, or tiller to have them tuned up and ready for your lawn or garden needs this year. Also, if you're looking for a new mower, stop in and see the many different styles we have to choose from. So stop in at our Richland Center store and see the guys in the shop to get you ready for this mowing and tilling season. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Finding value in different parts of the soybean. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Checkoff Chats, a content partnership with the United Soybean Board on Brownfield. From the whole soybean to the meal and the oil, diversifying demand for the soybean creates more opportunity and more value. In this Checkoff Chat, Gary Berg, an Illinois farmer and a United Soybean Board director, talks about the different ways Checkoff dollars are adding value to soybeans. We'll find out more on Brownfield right after this.
Who sells your soybeans overseas, increasing sales to Egypt, India, and many other emerging markets? Who has made you the number one protein source in chicken feed? Who has made the next big breakthrough to boost your soybean yield? The answer to all of these questions is you. That's right, you do, through Your Soy Checkoff. By pooling your resources through Your Soy Checkoff, you are promoting your soybeans to new markets. You are discovering new practices and seed varieties to overcome your biggest challenges in the field. You have even turned $2 million of infrastructure research into $460 million per year in extra income for all soybean farmers. There is power in numbers, and you and your fellow soybean farmers are proving it by bringing tangible returns back to you and your operations through Your Soy Checkoff. You can see all the ways Your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org. That's unitedsoybean.org. It's all about you doing things together as Your Soy Checkoff.
Demand for soybeans is crucial to the bottom line for U.S. soybean farmers. Gary Berg, an Illinois farmer and the United Soybean Board farmer director, says the investment of checkoff dollars makes that possible.
One of our other partners, Clean Fuels, you know, without the checkoff, we probably wouldn't even know what biodiesel was today. And we do. Everybody knows what biodiesel is. Biodiesel is getting bigger and bigger. And now, besides biodiesel, we've got the renewable diesel and the SAF, which if you don't know what SAF, that's the fuel they use in airplanes. And that's part of the reason that our soybean oil has become almost as valuable as the soybean meal. And so, yeah, going back to how valuable that checkoff dollar is, you know, without biodiesel, we might have the renewable diesel or the SAF fuel for airplanes.
He says the investment of checkoff dollars into research is also crucial to growing demand.
One of the projects that we've had with poultry, for example, they found out that if you make the particles of the soybean meal a little bit larger, they get better feed conversion. On the pork side, if the soybean meal gets cheaper, like we think it probably will, we've found in some of the research projects that we've done that the higher percentage of soybean meal that you put in the pork ration helps the pork fend off more diseases and they will perform better.
Berg says investing checkoff dollars to find new markets is also important to the bottom line.
Right now, we're not shipping very much poultry to India because they have such a high tariff, but hopefully that will change. And with India's population, they predict will surpass exceeds China's population. So if we can get into that market in the poultry and some soybean exports, maybe meal exports, that would be something that we can pat ourselves on the back on some of the things that we've done with the checkoff dollars.
To see for yourself just how checkoff dollars are leveraged to grow demand for U.S. soybeans, visit www.unitedsoybean.org. I'm Megan Grebner with Checkoff Chats, a content partnership with the United Soybean Board on Brownfield.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in Southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's Forest Management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
And we're just about 20 minutes now away from the 6 o'clock hour, moving right along. If you're in the Viroqua area, busy day tomorrow as Viroqua citywide rummage sales get underway and will continue through Saturday. You can check out the Viroqua area rummage sale Facebook page. Also, though, tomorrow, a Red Cross blood drive will be held from noon to 5 at St. Anthony and Philip Parish in Highlands. So, as always, you can check on appointment availability by going to redcrossblood.org, downloading the Red Cross Blood Donor app, or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. Walk-ins will be accepted if time allows. Here's Trace Adkins.
Why you talking with them, baby? How come they're sipping on ice cold beer? Why you rubbing Maybelline on them when you should be putting them lips right here? Them lips right here. You should be putting them lips right here. They look lonely and need some kissing. So why you sitting way over there? Bring them on over, you got my permission, baby, to get to putting them lips right here. Them lips right here. Let's get to putting them lips right here. On mine, on mine. Any other thing you're thinking about doing tonight, tonight, wouldn't be nothing but a waste of time with them lips. Yeah, we could have us a conversation, find things in common that we both share. But baby, that's just procrastination. Could do the chasing, put your lips right here. All mine, all mine. Any other thing you're thinking about doing tonight, tonight, wouldn't be nothing but a waste of time. I wanna make this crystal clear. You see this big smile smiling back at you, baby. Well, I want you to put your lips right here. Them lips right here. Hey, I right here. Them lips go right here, baby. And I want you to put your lips right here. Put them here.
Rucker, fires don't start themselves. Very true, very true. We're at 57 degrees, 12 minutes out from 6 o'clock going on right now. The Brewers will be, or excuse me, it's Brewer Day, as the Brewers and Pirates still tied at zero apiece. No score, it's early, but bottom of the first inning over on WRCE AM 1450, FM 107.7.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Good afternoon, this is Andy from Agri Livestock. Tomorrow's our feeder sale. Here are consignments. We have 15 to 25 black steers, heifers, on some feed, long time wean. 50 to 60 blacks and red steers and heifers, head shots, long time wean. We're looking at about 600 to 900 pounds. 10 beef steers weighing 6 to 650, shots on some feed. 10 to 15 beef steers and heifers, 400 to 500 pound shots on grain. And 5 Holstein steers weighing 8, 850, and 2 cross heifers right off, weighing about 450, shots on some grain. We are taking until 7 o'clock tonight. Night, open all day. If you have any more questions or consignments, feel free to call the barn at 647-6151.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. Get ready for the annual Ithaca Lions Club consignment auction happening Sunday, April 28th. Now is the perfect time to list any items you'd like to consign. If you are interested in being a seller at the sale, reach out to Dean Reinhardt at 604-4692. Dick Hauser at 585-4808 or Fred Fry at 608-585-2921. Especially if you have larger items like tractors, farm implements, cars, trucks, or boats. Remember, this is a consignment auction, so you keep the money less a reasonable commission, which supports the Ithaca Lions community projects. Turn your unneeded items into cash with the help of the Ithaca Lions consignment auction coming up Sunday, April 28th. Contact Dean Reinhardt, Dick Hauser, or Fred Fry to list your item today. Spring is a season of growth and rebirth. Spring is when soil is prepared, crops are planted, and hopes for a successful harvest are renewed. It's a time to watch crops emerge and be prepared to battle weeds and pests. And it's time to be thankful for the men and women who do the work of agriculture. This salute to our farm families is provided by Riverdale Veterinary Clinic, a full-service veterinary clinic dedicated to the health and well-being of your large and small animals. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Viola has provided competitive livestock prices since 1963. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, give Darren, Cole, or Jim a call today. Lime Ridge Ag was established in 1986 to provide livestock feed and nutritional services, Rob Seco seed, and grain storage equipment. And Southwest Tech, agriculture is filled with opportunities. Check out your options at swtc.edu/ag. Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated. WRCO.
Singing their old songs. Somebody
Someone said forever, but that promise didn't last. Now you don't believe love is ever true. Steel yourself against the day when I stop loving you. Sky and every